Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
Merck has been active in Ireland for decades, making products for hospital environments as well as the life sciences. Now Merck Group, which is headquartered in Germany and not to be confused with the American company of the same name, says that it will be creating the world's first climate neutral manufacturing facility in Cork. It comes as all international pharma giants are being pressured to move their plants to America to avoid tariffs. Mark Dunphy is the Managing Director and Head of Cork Operations with Merck Life Sciences Ireland and is on the line. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Joe. Thanks for having us on.
Mark, tell us more about Merck Group, which is one of the oldest companies in the world.
For sure, yeah. So we're a German multinational group, Joe. We're science and technology. We're headquartered, as you said, in Germany, in Darmstadt, which is it's approximately 20 minutes south of Frankfurt. Globally, we're more than 60,000 employees, and we've presence in over 66 countries. And we're a very diverse business, three sectors covering life science, healthcare, and electronics. And as you said, yeah, one of the oldest. We're 357 years old, yeah.
Yeah. And how many people do you employ in Ireland?
In Ireland, we're approximately 1,000 people across life science, healthcare, and electronics. But the largest presence will be in our life science in Ireland, which is down in Cork.
And just to clarify, there's no link with Merck Sharp and Dohme or MSD?
No link, no, exactly. So we're Merck in Ireland, yes.
Absolutely. Now, you make tiny but very important filters for epidural injections. My wife is certainly a fan.
For sure. Yeah, so in Cork, so we have two sites, right? We have Carrigtwohill, East Cork, and the announcement in 2022, a major new investment of about 150 million. We opened that site 2 weeks ago. But in Cork, we produce advanced membranes and filtration devices. They're used in the pharmaceutical industry. We manufacture for life-saving therapies, including vaccines, monoclonal antibodies, and gene therapies. But you're right, we also manufacture medical devices. And within the medical device, the filtration system, it removes harmful bacteria and viruses from medications. And yeah, one application of our medical device is an epidural, you're dead right, yes.
And so you put a tiny little device in the drip before it's injected into the spine, is that it?
Correct, yeah. So it would go, the filter would go before the actual syringe. It's one of many applications of one of our membrane, or one of our devices where our membrane is used, and that product is manufactured in a Carrigtwohill facility.
And you need for that, of course, a super clean room environment. And now you're creating this new climate neutral manufacturing facility in Cork. Tell us more about that.
Correct. So the investment in Blarney, it's about 150 million euros. So it's part of our overall 450 million investment in Cork, which is the largest ever single site investment with Merck Life Science. So it enables the expansion of capacity for critical filtration technologies, and it'll supply the entire biopharma industry, especially those that support production of the monoclonal antibodies, as I said already, vaccines and some of the advanced therapies. But to your point, for sure, yeah, it's 100% powered by renewable electricity, climate neutrality built into our operations through renewable energy, heat recovery, and advanced water recycling. We're proud to say it's Merck's first manufacturing site designed for climate neutrality.
Okay. Any issues with connecting to either the ESB or the water facilities down there? Because we all know about the infrastructure issues that we have in Ireland.
Sure. No, for sure there are challenges. But I think our work with the IDA and EPA and ESB has been super. So no real challenges at all. Proud to say we did open 2 weeks ago and we're in production manufactured since last week. So no real issues. Approximately 70 colleagues at the moment, going to about 100 by the end of the year. And, we're right on track to have over 200 by 2027.
Any issues getting and retaining staff?
Yeah, no, it's a great question. And look, we're in the hub of medical device and pharma down here in Cork. But look, I think our partnerships for talent, we work very close to the IDA, our universities, UCC, MTU, and the research institutes to develop innovation and talent in Ireland. And look, we offer, high quality careers across engineering, science, manufacturing, support functions, very, very similar to peer companies. And look, we also do an awful lot of work in early career development with STEM, with kids in school, but also we launched the first ever structured apprenticeship program last year with really great interest. And when we launched our investment in 2022. Within a week, we'd over 300 CVs. And then, you know, by the end of the month, we'd over 1,000 CVs. So attraction of talent seems to be pretty okay for us. And our attrition is very low. We have a lot of longer serving colleagues working in our Carrick Tool facility. And they took the opportunity as well to transfer to our Blarney facility as well and help drive, you know, very similar culture in Blarney that we have for nearly 40 years in a Carrick Tool facility.
Now, has the Trump tariff war focused minds for you guys in the pharmaceutical and life sciences business? Because he's certainly focusing minds for American pharma companies.
Look, for sure. Look, I think it's an obvious question. But look, I think in, you know, our investment announcement in 2022, like before tariffs and plans, you know, was something. But also, you know, for us, you know, we can't control the global dynamics or the trade situation. But what we can control is our strategy and executing against the strategy. And look, at the end of the day, for us, the best we can do is to be as close as we can to our customers. And the investment in Blarney is really about region for region. So manufacturing in region for our customers within the region. You know, what tariffs, I suppose, revealed for us is that our current strategy makes complete sense. Timing-wise, this investment is just perfect. And there is a lot of noise, for sure, within tariffs. But for us, not changing our plans, as I said already, we're increasing our workforce in Blarney, be 100 by the end of the year, and as I said, nearly 200 by 2027.
Well, thanks very much for joining us, Mark, and best of luck with that facility down in Blarney and Carrick-Toohill. That is Mark Dunphy, Managing Director and Head of Cork Operations with Merck Life Science in Ireland.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.